This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are live at 10:16 with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Ollie, thank you very much for doing this as always. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Doing well. And I know this is game number 162. This is it. You'll be taking on the Giants today. I know that you probably, you have some mixed feelings about today. I mean, I know you're excited about some young players that you've kept an eye on, and certainly about Ryan Helsley, which we'll get into here, but also that you wanted more. And there's no doubt. I mean, we've talked about it all year. You wanted more than this. And how do you feel going into this final game today?
Exactly right. I mean, you wanted more for the season. And obviously, we weren't able to accomplish it for a lot of different reasons. And it ends today. Again, we missed playing in October. And we have to figure out a way to get back to not only get into October, but deep into October and for consistent years. So that's where I'm at the moment.
And I know that, you know, there's a lot of discussion about the Cardinals moving forward as an organization and what the whole body of work is going to look like. Do you get yourself wrapped up in that right now, or will there be a time for that?
There'll be a time for that. And I'll let Mo and the group kind of handle that part of it.
And for you right now, handling one final game against the Giants, you can't talk about this series without talking about what Ryan Helsley just did. I mean, that 49 saves is a monster number, but it's the way that he did it, Ollie. He has been dominating. It has to really be something to know that your game, if you have a lead, is like an 8-inning game just about. I mean, it's amazing.
I'm really proud of the work he's done this year and the way he's taken the ball, man. I really am. One of my favorite moments is when he had the streak going, and it was broken because of the extra inning rule. Runner on second, starting at second, that scored. And he immediately comes into the dugout and goes, "I want the ball. I'm going back out there for the 11th. And we end up taking the lead, and he goes back out. But it just shows the mentality of where he's at, right? Like, he was putting the team first every single opportunity. He took the ball every time we asked. And there's a lot of close games, man. We played quite a bit of them this year. And for him to do what he did allowed us to get to this point. Without that, this could have been a disastrous year.
I talked to him in spring training, and he just seemed in a very good place mentally about accepting when things don't go well that you have another day. Was that a big focus for him to eliminate some of the frustration that maybe festered when things didn't go well?
It has to be. You think about a closer's role. The game is on the line, and if you don't do your job, the game immediately flips. You can be a hitter and you don't drive in a run in the second. Well, guess what? You may have an opportunity to drive a run in the fifth or the sixth. So you get multiple opportunities per game to impact the game. As a closer, you come in, you got one shot to keep the game where it's at. And when it doesn't happen, you feel like you've lost it for the entire team and all the work that was put in that day. So you have to be able to flush that because that's heavy. You go home, you sit on that, don't have an opportunity to close the next day because of the score, and you just have to sit in those thoughts of, gosh darn, I didn't do my job. So you have to be able to flush it and immediately bounce back, and he's done a good job of having the right mentality.
What about physically? How did you manage that, and how did he manage it? It has to be both, right? He's got to be honest with you, and you obviously are tracking everything that he does.
Yeah. I think part of it is we talked about it quite a bit. It's just you have the last three innings of the game, so we're not going to use you for four outs because we don't have somebody available today. Kit's not available. JoJo's not available, so we're going to need you to go out there and get the eighth and the ninth. So we had to navigate how we get to the ninth, and he did a good job of just taking the ball, man. He's honest with me. I'm honest with him. And at the end of the day, it worked out in a way where there were certain series where we wouldn't have used him, and the score dictated that we didn't need him. But whenever it did, man, he was there.
You know, the Tampa Bay Rays have this history of making trades with people and people wondering if, you know, how hard it can be sometimes because they're so good at evaluating their own talent. They have historically been very good. That turned out to be a pretty good trade for you. Andrew Kittredge, this guy was something else. I mean, he locked down. There are others, too, but I want to focus on Kit for a minute. What made him so effective here in 2024?
He's pitched in leverage before. And he is as calm as they possibly get. His presence in that clubhouse and in that bullpen was extremely important, man, because it's a guy that's been there, he's done it, and understands the ups and downs of a season, especially as a reliever. It's not the easiest role to bridge to your ninth inning guy, but he's been there before, and I really enjoyed having him, man. This is a guy that, just personality-wise, he's the same guy regardless of situation. He comes in the same way. You know what to expect from him. And when you know what to expect from somebody, it's easier to plan for things. And he fit that bill well.
And we could go right down the line. I mean, King, Romero, everybody had so many big moments. And even when something didn't go well, they're taking the ball, they're going right back out there. But the other lefty is Liberatore, who I think, you know, it'd be fair to say there were a lot of questions about what he was going to do. I think it's pretty clear what he does well. He takes the ball and lets it rip. I mean, he has become a very, very good setup reliever, hasn't he?
He's done an incredible job. The mentality of him in that bullpen speaks for itself. To your point, he knows, hey, I got one inning potentially, have to go back out and get a lefty or whatever the case may be, but I can just let it eat. And when he does that, gosh darn, it's a lot of fun to watch because there's an aggressive mentality to it that leads to high production. And we've seen it with him in that bullpen for a decent part of this year, man. But to your point, one thing I do want to give credit to that department as a whole, because you look at, you just mentioned it, Kit, incredible year. Helsley, incredible year. Libby, incredible year. King, incredible year. JoJo, incredible year. You can go up and down that bullpen and that rotation, Palante, the growth that took place there. And a lot of work was put in. And Dusty and Julie and Kiefer, that performance department, they did a really nice job of getting the most out of those guys this year.
No, I was actually just about to say that. And all of those, that entire staff, but of course I was going to focus on Dusty because I think maybe we don't talk about him enough and maybe people just don't know enough about what he's actually doing in the background and the prep that goes into it, but also the data that he has available to him and the eyes that are put on all of these pitchers. Can you go into what makes Dusty so effective and why you believe so strongly in him?
And it's hard for me to, let me back up. Yeah. I'll just be honest because of the conversations, and it's easier for me to be honest. When I'm around town and people stop me and go, they'll ask questions like, who's this Dusty guy? Like, just a numbers guy, just an analytic guy, driven guy. It's so far from that. I mean, this is a good baseball guy that really understands the blend and the mix of our game, of the analytical side and how to change certain shapes and usage and things that lead to higher production. But the mentality and the grit and the overall grind of this game and how to actually put yourself in a mental place that allows you to get through the ups and downs. And from a teaching standpoint, man, he blends that so well. So everyone's always not sure about him or what he does or how he does it because they don't know enough. They just see a young pitching coach and they just correlate it to he's probably a numbers guy and doesn't know anything else outside of that. The reality is, man, he's incredible at his job and at leading his staff to understand the best way to use their skill sets to help the player. And I'll give him a lot of credit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Done a hell of a job.
And when and on the other side of things, when things don't go well, let's say offensively, do you think that hitting coaches, just instructors in general, take too much criticism? Do they take too much praise when things go well? How do you read just coaches in general?
It's part of the job. When things don't go well, point your finger at me. When they go well, I really want the credit to be on the player. And we've had seasons where guys were doing really well. And you're going to end up, like, at the end of the day, you are the one that takes the blame. I've got zero issue with that. As coaches, we want the blame, okay? And it'll always be that way. Like, we're not going to veer from that. So, yeah, we didn't have the year we wanted offensively. Point your finger at me, and we'll wear it. I've got zero issues with that.
As you look at this team now with today and just today in general, what would you like? Obviously, you want to get a win today, but what would you like to walk away from today? And maybe, you know, you don't have to tell us what you're going to say to them, but what would you like to leave this team knowing as you walk away today in your final game?
A lot of that has already been discussed, and I hope you can see it in the style of play, right? We got knocked out of contention, and the group continue to play as hard as you've seen them all year. So part of that message is, hey, listen, we weren't good enough this year, and that's not going to change how we play the game. You watch Mason going first to home and J.C. running right in that left fielder's face the other day, and, I mean, the guys are going to continue to play the game as hard as they've ever played it, and we're not going to veer from that. So that message has already come across, and I really do hope that, yes, there's disappointment for not making the playoffs. Trust me, we're equally as pissed as anybody. But at the end of the day, these guys are going to commit to playing this game the way Cardinal fans are used to seeing us play the game, and that's hard, regardless of situation, to the very end.
Ollie, this is our last visit together on these Sunday mornings. I know that there is, of course, a lot that goes into that. You make yourself available to us. We're not the only ones. You know, you talk to TV, you talk to writers before every game, you talk to Mike Claiborne before every game. But you make it a point on these Sundays and on Wednesdays to inform our listeners. And it's very important to us. And we appreciate these visits very much. We appreciate you and your contributions to KMOX Radio.
Appreciate it, Tom. Seriously, thank you, man.
Great to be with you. We'll catch up real soon.
You got it, brother.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us, 10:28 here, Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Cardinals playing at 2:05. They are getting ready to get warmed up here and play a ball game, a day game, here on KMOX. It'll be at noon their time out on the West Coast. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a guy who is getting his team ready for its first game. It'll be October 18th. And an exhibition game at Chaffetz Arena. He's got an injury, though, to deal with already. That's Robbie Avila. Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, joins us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.